Welcome to the Pause Purpose Play podcast with me, clinical psychologist Michaela Thomas. This podcast is for you if you're an ambitious working woman wanting to create more impact in the world with less impact on yourself. This is where we let go of the pressure of perfection for more joy, compassion, and connection in your life so you can burn bright, not burn out. Hello and welcome back to the Pause Purpose Play podcast with me, your host, Michaela Thomas, expert on all things perfectionism and compassion. Today I want to talk about how good enough is not a curse word. Good enough is not a sign of failure. Good enough is workable. Good enough will set you free. Today I want to talk to you about those things to reflect on how much time and energy you could save, how much less you'll waste it on things that don't really matter in the greater scheme of things, because you didn't allow yourself that permission to do things good enough. So I'm going to take you on a bit of a journey this week, talking through a couple of examples of how this has shown up in my life this week, whilst also helping you to think of the times and the places where going for the good enough rather than the perfect is going to save you time, energy, potentially also money. So stay with me. This is a slightly different episode, right? I know lots of you like the storytelling I do because it becomes more real. It becomes authentic. I know I get the most ever feedback on the episodes I do that are more vulnerable. You reach out to me and tell me you relate. So I'm going to be more vulnerable. I'm trying to. Because we know the vulnerability links to connection. And I also really pride myself on not being an image of perfection. Couldn't do, even if I tried. So I might as well not try. The reason I pride myself on that is because it is very jarring to me if I was going to send a message to you about good enoughness and embracing perfection, and then I would be here looking like I've always got it together. Looking like I'm spinning all these plates and like, look at her, she's got a podcast and running her own business and she's looking after her kids and then she's got a PT and goes to yoga and like, bet she drinks like fresh smoothies every day. I don't want you to get caught up in that comparison trap. I'm not perfect, nor could I ever aspire to be. I don't want to either, because we know from the research that being perfect in the sense of having a facade of perfection actually is alienating to other people. They don't relate to you the same way if you're striving for perfection as they do if you are striving to be human, to be real, to be authentic, to be vulnerable, because they can connect to that. Oh, she's like me. She messes up too, like me. She's got a messy house from time to time, like me. So that's what I'm trying to do on this podcast, by being really real in the conversations I have with the guest experts, that yes, they are guest experts, and yes, I am an expert, but it doesn't mean that I've got all the answers, and it doesn't mean that I never mess up. I do. If anything, it's kind of annoying when you have all this awareness and all the education, and then you're acutely aware of when you mess up. Self-awareness can be helpful. But sometimes it can feel like ignorance is bliss. To quote an author, which I can't remember who it was, maybe it was Edgar Allan Poe. So why does it matter to think about good enough? Why is that important to consider ways of cutting corners or taking shortcuts to make things good enough? It matters because you matter. So that means that if I help you preserve your energy, if I help you not get to the brink of burnout, if I help you by sharing these words to strive for good enough when good enough is absolutely acceptable, then it matters because you matter, because your well-being matters, because you deserve to be well, you deserve to be looked after, you deserve to be fulfilled, you deserve to have a seat at the table, rather than just setting the table for everyone else, putting food on the table and then clearing the plates, forgetting to eat, right? You deserve a seat at the table. So that's why this good enoughness matters, because when you are going for the good enough rather than the perfection, you can afford to feed yourself too. You have the time to meet your own needs too. It is not just about everyone else. It is not about putting yourself last. It is about putting yourself into the equation. And I can get that's triggering to think about putting yourself first. Maybe you're not ready for that. Maybe you're not there yet. You don't have to put yourself first in order to start to be more self-compassionate. You have to just at least put yourself in so you are included in the equation. And the way to do that is by saying to yourself that good enough is not a bad word. Good enough is not failure. I can cut corners. I can do things slightly sloppily on purpose occasionally, because that affords me the energy to go above and beyond where it really matters. When I really want to, when I really care deeply about this thing that I'm passionate about. For instance, maybe you need to reserve your energy for something that's happening in your kid's life at the moment. Maybe one child is having a hard time at school, or maybe another child's been ill a lot, or maybe your partner is going through something at work and you really want to be able to be there for them. That's why we aim for the good enough in the things that don't, in the greater scheme, matter so much. So let me tell you an example. As I'm recording this, it's the week of Halloween. I had a half term the week before, and this week on Tuesday, it was Halloween, right? We bought pumpkins at a pumpkin patch, which we've never done before. And in all seriousness, it wasn't the greatest experience. It was fun for a bit, but then we essentially had two Mona kids in between the pretty pictures. They was quite Mona, right? And even the pictures weren't that pretty, because one of my children insisted on sticking her tongue out in pretty much every picture. But anyway, that's the whole point of embracing imperfection, right? The real side of things is that it's not perfect. Whatever snap you see from a pumpkin patch of someone's cute kid, you don't know what's happened before that, and you don't know what's happening after that. You just see that snapshot. So that's one thing to remember, is that we build up so much pressure on ourselves, that comparison with other people's highlight reels and comparing it to our lowest points. Hello, busy working woman. I've got news for you. There is a way where you can burn bright without burning out. There is a way where you can discover how to calm the overwhelm and create more ease and peace in your work and in your life. I want you to watch the replay of my free masterclass for ambitious female entrepreneurs, founders, CEOs, senior corporate women. And if you're wanting to create more impact in the world with less impact on yourself, this talk is for you. So let me see if this resonates with you. You're an ambitious female entrepreneur working hard to reach your goals, but it's taken a toll on your well-being. You can't remember the last time you properly switched off on a holiday without worrying about your business or the work to-do list. Your body is telling you to slow down, but you've got too much to do to listen, so you push through with more coffee or sugar. You worry about what other people think, or you second-guess your decisions, or procrastinate something until it's perfect. Well, then this talk is for you. Let's find you balance over burnout so you can reach your stretchy goals without becoming overstretched. Go to thethomasconnection.lpages.co/burnbright. That's thethomasconnection.lpages.co/burnbright to catch this free replay of my masterclass. I'll put the link in the show notes as well, so it's just easier for you to click it and watch it in your own time. And now back to the episode. So those two pumpkins, coming from that pumpkin patch experience of moaning, sat on my dining table for a few days. Nobody carved them. They sort of sat there, and I was thinking, ugh. Those 11 pounds we spent and that time going to that pumpkin patch, let's just do something with them. So on the night of Halloween, I carved them at about 5:30 p.m. and heaped them out. I've had so many compliments about these pretty pumpkins, one being just a typical jack-o'-lantern face and one being a cat. I looked on Google put in like easy pumpkin carving patterns and found one that looked non-scary, which is what's going to be my daughter's. She's only little, so I wanted to make it something easy, not scary. Found that cat. I carved the both pumpkins in a matter of minutes simply because I decided to do it as sloppily as I could. Not like I will barely make an effort, but I wasn't trying to follow the lines. I quickly drew a pattern on with a Sharpie and then just saw it through with that pumpkin carving tool and slightly under my breath cursing that it's annoying to do it on your own. But it was kind of good enough, right? I could have also sacked it off and said to myself, this is just not going to get done. But in that moment, I made the choice to say, if I do get it done, but to a good enough standard, it will be done. If I try to go for perfection here, which was trying to find a Pikachu face to do on the other pumpkin for my son, I would have not completed it. So instead, I sacked off the Pikachu, the perfection idea, knowing I was not going to have the time, nor the energy, nor the interest in making that pumpkin. And I made a good enough one. Literally heaved it out just after the first trick-or-treater had arrived. And it was fine. It took me very little effort. It took me very little prep. And it was fine. It was good enough. So if you're listening to this and you're kind of realizing that pressure that we have around some of these holidays, and my Instagram community for sure mentioned that the pressure of going to pumpkin patches is something that they've recognized that wasn't there before. When we are aware of these pressures, we can then choose wisely which things we want to comply with and engage with because we think this would be a bit of fun. I love the creativity of it. Let's try that. Or which things we actually leave well alone and don't do, because we realize that it would have a negative impact on our energy levels or our mood. So if you sat there at a table carving a pumpkin and shouting at your kids because you're annoyed and irritable and nothing gets done, I was actually, could I have left that alone? Or could I have done that pumpkin carving in a more imperfect way, more good enough way, more sloppy way? So just to summarize that bit, to help you realize what's the point of talking about pumpkins, is that when we say to ourselves that good enough is good enough is not failure, good enough does not mean anything about my competence, my skills, it just means I'm not choosing to make this a priority. Then we conserve energy. Then we can reserve that capacity for things that do matter. So I had the energy to then go out on trick-or-treating with my two children. I had the time to put on a cat face, or, you know, a very quick little nose and three whiskers on each side of my nose. Also done imperfectly in a matter of 2 minutes. Did the same for my daughter, so we were two cats. Probably have worn that cat tail and those cat ears many years in a row. And it was fine. It was dark. Nobody else saw, really. Nobody else probably cared, because we are often so invested in our own lives and what's happening to ourselves that we don't notice so much about what other people do. Not as much as we fear that other people notice about us. So taking some of these shortcuts, thinking about your own life. Maybe if you don't celebrate Halloween, maybe that's not something that is a tradition in your household. Think of something else. Think of any other holiday that's coming up. What are the things that you could cut down on? What are the corners you could cut to save yourself some energy, to save your capacity for the things that you care about, like maybe family meals or doing some fun playing together? And once you figure that out, I want you to write it down to yourself. Make a commitment. What is the one thing that I'm going to try to do good enough? Pick that one thing. In my case here was the pumpkin carving and the costumes that I did. Now Halloween is quite far away, almost exactly a year when you listen to this. But is there anything else that you can do this good enough? Make that commitment to yourself. And also, I would love to hear from you what you commit to. If it's about Christmas that's coming up, if there's anything about the holidays in the new year, What is it that you're committing to do good enough? Maybe it's for someone's next birthday. Could you make a good enough birthday cake? Could you buy a birthday cake? What is it that you want to let go of? That pressure of perfection that has not been serving you and that now you need to let go of in favor of good enough. By the way, this episode, completely unscripted. I do them sometimes because I like to be a renegade. I'm supposed to batch all my content. I'm supposed to plan it all out in advance. Sometimes I just feel like having a conversation with you. Just talking from the heart about something that matters to me. And I imagine that this little reminder that I'm going about to say now will resonate with you. That sometimes what you think is your B-minus work is someone's A-star. So I don't know if you thought that this episode was absolutely crap or very different to any of the other ones. Maybe there was less of the, here are five steps too. But I don't just want to do that content. I'm about being real. I'm about doing the storytelling. I'm about owning my ADHD brain, which utterly resists the structure and organization of planning and batching all my content. Sometimes I just want to talk to you. So if you want to talk to me, I've got some space at the moment. I'm taking on some new one-to-one clients. If you want to let go of this pressure of perfection, me and my associate Katie also have space. So reach out to us through our website, thethomasconnection.co.uk, to book a free, no obligations, no pressures conversation with either me or Katie about how we can help you go for the good enough and let go of that pressure of perfection. And I'll see you again next time. Until I do, do take care of yourself. Thank you so much for listening to the end of this episode of the Pause Purpose Play podcast with me, Michaela Thomas. If you found this episode helpful, make sure that you hit that follow or subscribe button to not miss the next episode. Tell other people about this podcast because together we can change the world and be more kind, caring and compassionate to ourselves as well as other people. And as always, do take care of yourself. Until I see you next week.